This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, you have Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And Dale has joined the side of the city of Keene. He has called me a harasser. And we will get into that.
I'd like here. To just pare it down. I just think you're an ass.
Douche. I like douche.
Because you spell ass out of harasser.
Yeah. We really should read my article at some point.
And I would like
I feel like that'll kick off some of where I'm coming from.
Because there's been a lot of discussion about the activism that has happened here in Keene, specifically Robin Hooding, which I consider to be one of the best forms of activism that activists here have ever been involved in, but there have been some difficulties that along the way. Robin Hooding, of course, is saving people from parking tickets. You walk in front of the parking enforcer, fill an expired meter, thereby preventing the enforcer from being able to write a ticket. Some of the conversations or the statements that have been made in those encounters have been called douchey by Dale, or harassing.
Not legal harassment. I don't know what the legal definition is, so I don't know if it is. But
well,
my judgment as just a polite human being or someone who attempts to be a polite human being is that it's harassment.
Was it harassment when I told the DEA to leave town?
I don't know. I didn't see you do that. I don't know. I mean, how long were you following them around?
I hung around. Well, they raided the local head shop. In town.
I thought that was called for in a very appropriate.
I went at him for hours.
Do that about anyone. I could take anyone who pays taxes and just follow them around and shout at them how they're supporting the war effort and stuff.
I wouldn't do that. I mean,
well,
most people paying taxes are under duress.
Most of the population and the people who do not share our perspectives about government have been indoctrinated their entire lives to believe that it's necessary and justified, and that's what they believe. They believe differently than us.
I don't have an issue with those people.
I don't consider all those people to be evil. I consider them to have disagreements with me. So we all draw a line somewhere.
I don't consider the bureaucrats to be evil either.
So you draw a line, too, about when you think it's warranted or justified or effective or appropriate to start shouting at someone for their beliefs being wrong.
My line is, and I don't agree with shouting at people, but my line is, and I did raise my voice.
That word, but,
I did raise my voice in the video of the parking enforcer, but I didn't shout at her at any point. And, my line is if you're working for an aggressive criminal gang. I mean, the average person who's paying taxes is not working for the aggressive criminal
gang. You
really
spoke libertarianese just now.
Yeah, that's right.
I understand it because I speak that language.
Right.
But that's a thing. That's a thing when we're trying to reach hearts and minds, we're speaking to people who aren't there yet. Mm. There's a talent to being a teacher.
But my videos are also reaching out to people who are there.
Yeah.
When I take video of a government agent acting in a ridiculous manner,
can we get back to the fact that you draw your lines and someone else maybe draws their lines a little differently about when they consider that kind of treatment justified?
Okay.
Then why do you act like you see? You're trying to paint it as if it's a very objective thing
when in fact
it's subjective. When we decide whether we're going to be confrontational or not,
of course it's
objective. I think it's and certainly
I've arbitrarily drawn my line at leaving people alone who don't aggress against people. I don't want to mess with anybody who's not messing with other people. The parking enforcers get a hard time out of me sometimes.
That's a lot of people, though. That's a lot more people that you've already said you don't want to follow them around and shout at them for having beliefs that are different than yours.
I have no interest in going after people who have different beliefs as me. My interest is going after the people who are aggressing against innocent
people.
That's
anyone who's willingly paying taxes and thinks they're totally justified in doing that.
I don't think someone who's paying taxes is committing aggression.
It's anyone out there who's willing to take a parking enforcer. What about all the people who morally support the parking meter maid? You know, I disagree with that too. But
if they confront me in public, I'll have a conversation with them. I'm not going to yell at them. I'm not going to call them evil or anything like that. I don't think the parking enforcers are evil. They think they're doing good.
I have always said, all along, I've said, pick your battles, right? You can escalate a situation or not. You can handle a situation in a way, I think, that will help people to see your point of view. And you can certainly inspire plenty of people to move here in ways other than harassing the parking meter maids that are writing $5 tickets. You can pick a lot of people. If you're going to pick the person who's writing a $5 ticket, then there's a lot of people that you can pick.
And would it matter if the ticket was $50? Would that change how you feel about it?
It's
they're going to steal your car no matter what.
I feel like you're, it's...
A lot of people bring up, though, oh, it's just a $5 ticket, as though that somehow makes the aggression less important.
It's not an objective thing. I can't give you an objective line. Again, we started this conversation with, I think where this whole conversation falls apart is when we try to take something like activism and something like educating people and something like trying to, whatever your goal is. You make a judgment call about whether what you're doing is effective at accomplishing that goal. What are you giving up? How much effort are you putting into it? What potential are you getting back? That is a subjective measure. It's not arbitrary, mind you. Arbitrary means that your judgments, your criteria are...
So here's how I subjectively look at it, right?
Well, this is a general conversation.
So why do you keep asking me, well, in this situation, is it okay to harass people? In that situation, is it okay to harass people?
I want to know what your subjective measures are.
I've done many of the things that you've done now, but you have to make the call about any particular time. And this, here's the thing, too. Like, I liked it when you went to pay your taxes and $1 bills, and you filmed
it. Some people hated that.
And you knew that's fine. I disagree with those people. We're going to have these kinds of things.
Some people didn't like that I was inconveniencing
people.
And
this is why we're having a conversation, right? Because I have an opinion on these matters that are subjective.
Mm-hmm. And so does everyone else.
Yeah. Okay. I liked it when you did that. And you don't go and do that every day.
No, I haven't done
that. You don't go in there
then.
Every single moment that they're in there doing, in that office doing their job. You made your point with that video and you left.
But you know, the point of that wasn't to convince the women in the office, right?
No, I'm well aware of that.
Right, the point
but
of that
wasn't harassment. It was like, I'm making a point here.
No one alleged it was.
I'm going to take 30 minutes of your time. You even bought pizza for them to not be douchey.
I bought pizza for the people in the line more than anyone
fine.
Else.
The
people who are inconvenienced by
me. Dan, though, you understood that there's a PR battle,
but
there is
matter.
A PR issue at work here, and you were trying to
PR.
Make...
No,
make
that wasn't problem. About PR. That was about, you know, I knew I was inconveniencing the people who were there. It wasn't about, oh, well, what will people watching this think? It was about, oh, there's going to be people who I'm going to inconvenience who are there in that office. I want to do at least something for those people.
Well, so, I still don't understand, like, why you say it's okay to... do what you're doing with the meter maid, but not with someone who willingly pays taxes to support what the meter maid is doing.
Yeah, I consider those people to be the victims.
Why?
They completely support
what she's doing.
Oh, well, like I said, I, you know, only have...
You're drawing your own line is what I'm saying.
Everybody draws their own lines.
Yes.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
So when we have a conversation about this, you keep trying to... because I have my lines, which I think are completely reasonable. I don't think harassing the meter maid has accomplished anything, and I think it's really bad from a PR point of view. And
I think it's accomplished millions of dollars in press coverage.
Wow.
I mean, and that's
press
not what I do.
I don't want. Like, I was thrilled when they didn't say Free State Project in that Colbert video.
I felt the same way. The
Free State Project to what Free Keen is doing.
Right, and the Colbert video was a video that was aired on the Colbert Report where they're talking about the Free Keen squad or Robin Hooders who went around and filled meters. And I felt similarly as Dale. I felt like, oh, jeez. I felt like they were attacking me in the video.
Hey, comedy has, usually when there's a joke, somebody's the butt of the joke.
Yeah, but I didn't
right?
get to. You got to pick whether you were the butt of the joke.
You,
I didn't.
Why don't you get out and do some newsworthy activism?
You're not. And by the way, the Free State Project has gotten lots of really great press.
Yes.
They're expanding dramatically without
a lot of
without,
it came from Free Keen,
without
by the way.
Without acting like douchebags on videos harassing meter maids. Mm. You can do it without that. That feels like a kind of like a lazy cry for attention way to try and get coverage. And it's not true that it, you know, any PR is good PR.
Publicity
is good publicity.
Publicity,
simply not true. The Westboro Baptist Church gets tons of publicity. They're great at it, and it has absolutely hurt their message dramatically, and I'm grateful for that.
Free King's website got 10 times the usual visits we normally do the next day after the Colbert
Report. And some death threats.
No, just really one death threat. 855-450-FREE. That's 855.
Web visits are of no value if you make nothing from it.
450-3733. We make things from it because, you know, people come to this website, they learn about the Free State Project, and they learn about what we're doing here, and they move here as a result of what we're doing.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also invite you to our website. Go to freetalklive.com. But that's not the only website worth visiting. Antiwar.com is doing a lot of great work.
Yeah, antiwar.com is a website that takes foreign relations, especially United States foreign relations, and looks at it, probably because the United States claims for itself to be the policeman of the world. But they look at all situations where nations come into conflict, where war is a possibility, and they try to give the standpoint, the pacifist standpoint, the standpoint where, you know, it's not okay to use guns and bombs to solve your problems. This is valuable. They get a lot of views there. But the FBI hassled the heck out of their donor base. And that's the only way they make money. It's not through ads. Believe me, it's very difficult to get ads on a website that advocates for peace. So they need you. If you use antiwar.com, if you haven't gone to antiwar.com, please go check it out. But if you use antiwar.com, if you read their news, that kind of thing, please donate. Call them today. You just go to antiwar.com/donate. The telephone number's there. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin, so you can be anonymous if that's what you wish to do. If you don't want to be on some FBI database, it's antiwar.com/donate. If you're not on some FBI database, you probably should be ashamed of your behavior. Antiwar.com/donate.
All right, let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything you want. We'll talk more about activist tactics. Some are saying that Free Keen activists are ruining the liberty movement. Now, that's not what you're saying necessarily. Some people are saying that. Someone posted a blog comment that we've set the movement back decades.
I don't want to be too hyperbolic. I don't want to be that hyperbolic.
With that conversation in a moment here. But Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
It's about what happened to Dornella Connors out there in Missouri there. She was the one who was hit by a non-lethal beanbag, and she lost the sight of her left eye.
Oh, jeez.
I haven't seen a whole lot of coverage about that, but, you know, basically, first they didn't indict Officer Darren Wilson for gunning down Michael Brown. And then, you know, people are getting angry. Well, she said she and her boyfriend pulled into a Ferguson gas station on Tuesday morning, hours after the decision. And then they were leaving the station. The St. Louis County Mounties came, like, surrounded their car. And the driver, the boyfriend, is trying to drive around them. Oh, no, he was heading straight towards us. And they fired this non-lethal beanbag. She was she's pregnant, and she was hit in the eye with this, and she lost the sight of one eye. And it is just more proof that no human being will ever be safe until the last cop is dead.
Oh, God.
That's a horrible thing to say, Tom, but thanks for the call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't agree with what Tom has been suggesting here for now years on this show, and that is that violence is somehow going to be the solution to the problems with the police. I think that if you were to use violence, then you will be made to look like, you know, a psychopath, and you'll be made to look like the bad guy. You'll never be able to really have a chance to defend yourself verbally, because eventually they're going to catch you and kill you if you use violence against the police. So all of the reasons are against using violence. Plus, you're also using their own tool. You know, you're lowering yourself to their level. They're the ones who should be seen using violence. If someone's going to be using violence, the police should be the only ones who do it. Because if liberty people supposedly then, you know, start fighting back against the police, they'll be just labeled as the enemy. They'll be the excuse for expanding more of the police state. And when you kill off, if people kill off police, then more violent police will take their place. The ones who are really interested in bashing some heads and killing more people and, you know, doing violence, the scarier cops will take place of the bad cops that are already out there.
So the people willing to take that job at that point are going to be some real gung-ho.
Right, because they would be taking a job where they would think that they're going to be under fire by some, you know, anti-government crazies.
I have a good friend, actually, who's a police officer. I'm not going to go into detail about it, because I want to talk about someone on the air, privacy, you know, invade their privacy in that way. But I have a friend who's a police officer, and he's, I think, an exception to the, I have a general attitude about cops that they tend to be bad because they are in a position of power, and there's sort of this clique that forms, and they look after each other's backs, and they tend to go bad. There are exceptions, certainly, but like you said, you know, if you see, my thought is, if I just go on rampage against anyone who's a cop, it's not gonna the police force isn't gonna go away tomorrow.
Nope.
Right. So I'm not gonna. I'm on good terms with my friend who's a cop, right? And he's, like I said, he's an exception to the general rule. I don't want him to quit because he might be replaced with
someone worse
who slams someone's head into the pavement,
yep.
Right? Over something stupid and completely unjustified. So we know that happens. They keep catching it on cameras. I think because more people have cell phones and video cameras in their hand at the time, so more and more of it's being caught. But it's been happening, right? We believe that,
right?
So
yeah, that's why
I'm not gonna. So here's my thought. Like, so he's got to be at least as bad as a parking meter maid. I mean,
who's as bad as a parking meter maid?
A cop, any cop.
Well, it depends.
You know, I mean, why are you drawing a line now about that?
About killing
people?
Why
would you want to harass cops? Just follow them around and say, why are you harassing people?
Yeah, it's called cop block. When you go out and you do cop block on the streets, usually you have things to say. The difference between cop watch and cop block is a cop block. This is the difference.
Yeah.
The difference, because cop watch came first. That was where they encouraged people, hey, record the police, but don't say anything. And then cop block says, do say something. Speak up and let the police know
what they're doing. I think
wrong.
It is appropriate. But I'm not going to follow, like I could follow my friend around who happens to be a cop and just kind of badger him all the time just for having that job, which is essentially what you're doing with the meter maid. She's going around she does every day and what she's going to do.
If the cop is helping, like, for instance, I've seen a cop help an old lady change a tire on the side of the road. I'm not going to give a cop a hard time for doing something that's a good thing. When the cops are going after bad guys, I'll help the police.
But there's not a single cop out there who hasn't probably written a ticket for someone who didn't hurt anyone.
See them doing the wrong thing, I'm going to call them out for it. So when those same cops who I've seen helping someone is then later on that same, you know, day in the college neighborhood arresting a college kid for having an open container, I'm going to let that cop know that I don't appreciate what he's doing. I might say something like, hey, earlier today you were helping that lady change her tire. That's what I think you should be doing with your time. I don't think you should be doing this. And if somebody wants to call that harassment, then I'm sorry, I don't agree.
It's when it's endless that it becomes harassment.
When it's
like
endless.
Saying your statement is one thing, but when you're out there on a regular basis just shouting things that they've heard before,
but I'm not on,
and you know
on
they disagree
basis.
With you, you know they still believe that their job is necessary and everything. We haven't convinced them that it's not. We haven't convinced most of the population that government is unnecessary and that the free market is better.
Well, I'm not there to convince the police. I'm there to reach out to the college students. I'm there to reach out to the victims. I'm there to give those people information about their rights. And if there's video recorded of it, that video is not to convince the police. That video is to convince people, hey, there's activists here who are willing to stand up to these people and what they're doing with hurting other people.
That video that you followed, when you said the woman was acting erratically, it was in response to you. I watched it.
That's right.
She's trying to evade you.
Yeah, in a ridiculous manner. She could have just walked one direction and gone in one direction.
And
she
you would have followed
me.
Her. She was trying to get you to stop following
had
her.
Every time
she changed directions, you kept
following
her.
Had she left the area, I would not have followed her.
I didn't get that from watching the video. I didn't get that from watching the video. I don't think most people did.
453 is the toll-free number here. It's Free Talk Live.
Now through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a 1-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a 6-month supply and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a 3-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts. You just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype on in at username lrn.fm, and you can tell me how I am single-handedly destroying the Liberty Movement here on Free Talk Live. I'm exaggerating. That's not what Dale is. That's not what Dale is saying.
I am trying not to be hyperbolic.
But there are some people who have said things like that. In fact, I like what Sean Murphy, one of our listeners, said on Facebook. I think he said that if he had a Bitcoin for each time that Free Keen had been credited with destroying the Liberty Movement, that he'd be very, very wealthy. But go ahead, Mark. We'll come back to that.
Speaking of Bitcoins, Bitcoin's still on the rise, and to prove it to you, you can head on over to the second Bitcoin Texas Bitcoin Conference at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin. It's going to be at the end of March in 2015. It's loaded with the best and the brightest speakers, the latest exhibitions in Bitcoin, as well as hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. And this is what sets the Texas Bitcoin Conference apart from other Bitcoin conferences, is this hackathon. At this hackathon, they give $1 million to the right startups in Bitcoin that are going to change the world. They had four, businesses, startups, ideas that got the money the last time, the last go around. And it's really, these are incredible businesses. Check it out. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. They're even inviting the Texas legislators to show them how firsthand that not enacting these complicated regulations encourages innovation and job creation. It's March the 28th and 29th at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin. Get signed up. Get your tickets. You can get $25 off with coupon code FREETALKLIVE, all one word. That's making the tickets $125. Not much at all. TexasBitcoinConference.com.
All right. So there's been a lot of conversation that has gone on thus far. We're halfway through this episode of the show. We're on the live Sunday edition. Dale Everett's joining us from AnarchyInYourHead.com. And Dale's an old friend who's a former co-host on Free Talk Live, living in Manchester now, so we don't sadly get to see you as often as I might like.
Inventor of the word Keniac, which has now been embraced. I am the one who came up with Keniac. I proudly embraced it. I called myself a Keniac. I've been a free Keniac activist in the past, and now I want to distance myself from Free King. I want a big space bubble with Free King.
Well, the blog, that's
like
just
a lot of libertarians.
Free
like
King's just a blog, so you know, Free King doesn't do things.
It's a brand. It's a brand. Yeah. You understand branding? How like people, it makes an impression on people, and then people create associations. That's how our brain works.
Yeah.
You understand when you show up with a camera, certain people who are recognizable and have been seen a lot in Free King videos, things that have been posted to the blog. There's a branding associated with it. And that brand carries it's recognizable.
It's a strong brand.
When you want press, where do you want it? You want it on Free Keen, right? So you're really proud of the press that it gets. So you understand branding, obviously.
Sure. And Okay. Obviously everybody has their viewpoint of what they see on Free Keen. But I think it's important to point out Free Keen's just a blog site. It's a place where activism is reported on. So sometimes that activism is offensive. Sometimes it's more offensive than others. Sometimes it's, you know, feeding the hungry. And, of course, some people who hate the activists will find something wrong with feeding the hungry. I mean, so there's people out there who hate everything that
people aren't worth a whole lot of effort to try and do anything about.
But what you're saying is, what my understanding is so far, and I'm sure you're going to correct me because I'm sure I'll have this wrong to some extent. But
you're probably about to straw-man me, but go ahead.
I've
been pretty clear about specific things that I take issue with.
This is me just, you know, expressing how I'm understanding you, right? And you can correct me if I'm wrong. So my understanding is you are upset by some of the things that have gone on here, specifically what you consider to be harassing of the parking enforcement officers, maybe some other
things. What is your definition of harassment?
Harassment? I don't apply harassment to government employees, and because they're supposed to be subject to being talked to, right? If you're working for the government, especially
answer my question. I said, what do you consider to be harassment?
Harassment
you're basically justifying harassment. You're saying it's okay to do it with these people.
Harassment is where you give. Okay, so to the technical definition of harassment, which I agree with, is where if I'm saying things to you, Dale, and you, let's say I'm sending you messages on Facebook, or I see you on the street, and I'm like, hey, you know, F you, and your show sucks, and da 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 da, whatever it is, I don't like your hair, you know, and then you turn to me and say, Ian, stop talking to me, or even if you don't know my name, hey, you, stop talking to me, I don't want to hear that. And then I keep doing it, that's the definition of harassment.
Kind of just constant badgering. I can't get away from
at
it.
At any
right?
point. Yeah. It, once I've been told, I don't want to talk, I don't want you
right.
to talk
and,
to
and
me.
And so really, so you're not denying that you're harassing them, you're saying it's justified in their case.
No, I am denying that it's harassment because they're government employees.
Oh, I would deny it's harassment, too. I would make that point. That when you take a job...
again, I'm not trying to legally define it as harassment.
No, no, no.
I'm saying a common sense notion of what harassment is.
Consider for a second that I consider the common individual to be generally, historically speaking, a dog not worthy of freedom. Okay, like they have not considered. They haven't spent any time thinking about it.
By the way,
no, you don't. I know you don't. But that's what I think. I think that the average person spends little time thinking about things, and they shouldn't have opinions about things that they spend a little time thinking about. When you're a government bureaucrat, you take a paycheck to do a government job. You are saying that I am willing to take feedback from the public.
Yes, absolutely. Like you're supposed to be able to petition the government.
Right.
You should be able to tell the parking meter maid what you think of her.
That's
right.
But then I don't consider that rest.
Do you think she doesn't know what you think about her?
No, no. Hold on just a second. The United States legislature decided to stop the petitioning the government aspect of the First Amendment post because of slavery and because of abolitionists that just kept writing letters in, and that just people said, you know, you just shouldn't be able to own black people because they really believed in this. And the legislature said, we're not taking any more feedback.
Before you go on, I don't think we're going to argue. I don't think we're in disagreement about this. I don't think that you should not be legally able to do what you're doing. I want to be clear on that. I don't. Like you
you're
said,
just saying
you're right.
It looks
she
bad.
Is a government employee.
You're just saying it
just,
looks bad.
It not just looks bad. It like yes, it looks bad. And for what? Like, what are you gaining out
here's
of it?
Here's what I, here's, okay.
Right?
So, here's
so yes,
what,
you're asking.
I agree with both of those.
Okay, let's stop there. Mm-hmm. You're saying it looks bad. I think it's douchey. I don't think it accomplishes anything. I don't understand the point of saying your opinion to this woman over and over and over again and following her around until she jitters back and forth because she's trying to get away from you.
That's not how you get away from someone. You turn back and forth over and over again, 180 degrees. You walk in one direction.
She tried to tell
you
to stop following her. That didn't work. I don't know.
My job to follow her.
You're allowed to. I've already agreed to that. I'm not denying it. I still think it's douchey. Okay. What is it? What do I mean when I say douche? Because that's a vague term, right? So, and I'm going to summarize. I say this in my article, but a douche is someone who has a really high opinion of themselves, possibly largely out of line with how other people think of them, right? So I think what I try to talk about in the article is this tactic of preaching to people who don't share the belief about what you're preaching. It's like if I preach, like most people think of religious people when they think of preaching, and I'm saying, Ian, you're going to go to hell. And I can hold signs and shout it at you and tell you that you're sinning because God says you're not supposed to do that and you're going to go to hell. And I can shout that at you over and over and over again. But if you don't accept my premise that there is this deity who created the universe and that they are the establisher, that this deity is the establishment of all the morality in the universe and therefore you're sinning because he told you not to do something and you're doing it. If you don't accept that premise, then I'm skipping a big step, right? Which is to convince you that this
I'm
deity
not trying
exists,
to convince them.
Right? No, okay, I get it. But the point is, you acknowledge that you're just preaching something to someone who doesn't.
That's not
doesn't
right.
And that's it's, most I'm, of the population.
I'm talking for the camera. I'm talking for the video.
97%, I don't know exactly how much it is, of the population believes in that government's necessary.
I want
all
the
3%.
Give me the 3% and move them
well,
to
people
New Hampshire.
That are moving, they're coming in and out. The revolving door of Keene. They come here. They maybe get arrested a couple of times, realize they can't keep doing what they're doing without getting arrested more. They get used up and they leave. Or they just stop doing that
not
much
my
activism
problem.
Anymore.
There's people who leave Manchester too. You just don't know about it because, or you don't hear about it as often because there's more people in Manchester. And Manchester does not have the sort of fishbowl stage atmosphere that Keene does. So when somebody comes into Keene and then they leave, like Sam, who was on our show in the past, then, you know, people
notice
that.
So what do you believe accomplished?
I want to talk about this because I think this is really important, Dale, is that the people that leave, specifically the Free Keene, the people who are drawn by Free Keene and the ones that leave. Because I want you, Ian, to tell me who stays. Because you should be able to point to the activists that have
Lots
stayed.
Lots of people have stayed. There's more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. What did I accomplish? What does this accomplish? This is Free Talk Live. We'll come back with that. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dale shouting, Marcus shouting. You can't hear it because we have the mics turned off. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's the number, and you can bring up anything that you want. Although the focus here tonight has been on activism, bad activism, you bad boys.
90% good activism, yeah. 10% bad activism. Can we just talk about the 10%?
That's what we've been talking about, is the 10% here tonight. And you had asked the question, what's it accomplishing? What is calling a parking enforcer a thief, for instance? What is that accomplishing? What is being mean to them?
You know what? Something we've skipped doing is giving a quick background of Robin Hooding and how it sort of evolved over the years.
Sure.
And one of the best activists of all time, in my opinion, Lauren Canario, there's a video she did that I still credit with getting me to actually get my butt up and come to New Hampshire and start doing stuff. And I've done a lot of activism. I've wasted a lot of my time. I don't want to call it wasting. It's not wasting. I sacrificed a lot of my time to sit in courtrooms. And I blogged about it. I provided moral support for people there. I've been in court myself for doing some activism. I almost ended up with something on my record. I escaped that, and so forth for doing activism. So I'm speaking from a position. I'm not a keyboard warrior. Okay.
No doubt.
Can we say that? And
you got credit.
This video of Lauren Canario's, she got pulled over by a cop. She was driving without a license or something, mm-hmm. which is something she's done before because she doesn't feel you should have to have one. And I agree with her. I don't believe we should have to ask permission from the government to travel. This is the basic thing for a lot of libertarians' belief. She just sat there and did not respond to the police officer. She didn't act afraid of him, yep. Which, by the way, will rattle a police officer a lot because that's how they maintain control in a lot of cases, is keeping you afraid of them. So if you just don't act afraid, you're going to rattle that police officer. Mm-hmm. and she just let him ramble, and he sounded like he sounded ridiculous.
She didn't say a word to him. It was a great video.
She didn't challenge him and say, "You're stealing from people. Yeah. You're pulling me over. You don't have any right to pull me over." She would be right if she said that. But her approach has always been one of being the calm one and mm-hmm. letting the other person lose their marbles on video yeah. and making them look bad, right? And that's a kind of brilliant.
Depends on who you ask.
And I
right?
feel like that, that's kind of been, a lot of that's been lost now, because now when we look like we're trying to de-escalate the situation and there's a government person who appears to be escalating the situation and we're being calm and just asking calm questions and things, mm-hmm. there's a certain tactic to that I don't see, that I see being lost in a lot of this. And that's the 10% of stuff that I am expressing a strong opinion on that makes me want to distance myself from freaking.
So, Ian, I asked you a question. That question was, who has been attracted to New Hampshire because of freaking activism, and can you be more effective in your activism to bring people here by being less confrontational or more confrontational? Because you guys are producing different videos. The different videos attract different people at different times. And a lot of times, as Dale said, people, what you're attracting to some extent are people that come here for the activism, too keen, and then they leave. There's a lot of people that have been that way.
And people who are flat out trying to distance themselves from Free Keen. I named several of them during the break. I'm not going to do it on the air. But you know them mm-hmm. personally. I know them personally. I want to distance myself from Free Keen now. I'm not kidding.
And I've been doing it for years.
I am exhibiting a degree of ostracism of Free Keen. Not to punish Free Keen. Not to change anyone's behavior.
Because
I don't believe.
Care. I mean, doesn't care if you ostracize it.
Oh,
right?
Lord.
This is the same.
Anyone who
people associated with Free Keen?
People associated with Free Keen bloggers, uh-huh. People who post videos of their stuff that they're doing, the activism that they're doing on Free Keen. It is a brand, and you know what a brand is, so let's get beyond that. And I'm not doing it to try and change anyone's behavior, because I don't think there's any hope for that. I've tried that for years.
Well, freaking.
So for me, it's really just covering my own ass. And mm-hmm. I'm thinking anyone who wants to do good activism needs to clearly distinguish themselves from freaking and distance themselves from it. Okay. And that's the opinion I'm coming to, because it feels so hopeless to have a dialogue with constructive criticism from people who are otherwise your allies. Right.
Right. So the constructive criticism is always, stop doing it this way, because people are offended by it. That's what I've been hearing.
I'm offended
for
by
a
it.
Long time.
Okay. I am ashamed. If I acted that way, I would be ashamed of my behavior mm-hmm. to someone. Yes, I disagree strongly with the parking attendant person, but I would not behave like that to her.
I certainly wouldn't try to catch it on camera
yeah. and be proud of it.
Well, it's a different approach to activism. And the fact is, first of all, you mentioned Lauren Canario. She was the person who started Robin Hooding. I don't think mm-hmm. you mentioned that.
Yes, I meant to. I'm sorry.
She was the one who started this idea of saving people from getting parking tickets, and it has blown up since then. Many more activists have been involved. Lauren was one of the influences on me as far as moving here. And what really motivated me was her willingness to stand up to these government agents and be very, very strong. She's a very small woman. You know, mm-hmm. she's sitting there while the police are arresting her, and she's refusing to move, and she's not cooperating with the arrest. And, you know, there are a lot of people who watch those videos, and they're offended by what she does.
Sure.
What she does is offensive because she's not obeying
the state. Some people will be. I'm not. And, again, a lot of it I base on my own feelings about it. Like, I look at that, and I see a side who's trying to escalate the confrontation, mm-hmm. and I see a side who's being completely passive, who's not trying to be confrontational. She frankly isn't. They're the ones making it confrontational, mm-hmm. right?
Well, yeah.
There's a certain
most of the haters on the internet mm-hmm. don't care whether Lauren's tactics or Ian's tactics. They just don't care. It's a small percentage of people that Ian's trying to attract. There's 1% of people that see a video that
That without harassing the parking meter maid, though.
I mean,
what about all the other videos that
she started the confrontation in that video? She was the one who started yelling at me.
You didn't catch that on camera, though. I mean, you described to me what.
But even when I was walking up to her, she was the one who.
If all I have is that video to go on, you look like a total douche in it.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. She's turning back and forth to get away from you, and she tells you stop following her.
You don't get away from someone by walking back and forth over and over again. Sorry, that just doesn't make sense. She was
tries
acting
to
crazy.
Walk in one direction for a while, and you keep chasing her down. So,
I didn't chase her down.
To go the other way. You're
I was
following
walking
her.
Toward her. That's all I was doing.
And she's kept... picking up her pace, and you're picking up your pace.
If you want to see the video
watch
he's
the video,
talking
folks.
About, it's called Parking Enforcer Loses It. You can look for it on YouTube.
When she posted on Facebook page.
The question has been, I did not post it on the Facebook page. The question has been asked by Mark, something about who has been attracted.
Who's been attracted? How many have stayed? Not the people that...
Lots of people have stayed. But there have been dozens
who
left. There have been dozens who left.
There are doing activism that you're really proud of.
Everybody's got their own path that they're on. Some people have left New Hampshire, not because of, you know, the activism here, but because of their own life.
There's massive numbers of really good, hardcore activists here.
Yeah, there are, and a lot of them credit some of the activism we've done here in Keene, specifically Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which is like
Derek is
you
one.
Edited
I think,
that.
You,
I think I did I not think edit. Bo Davis edited that.
Derek has done a lot of good activism. I have my opinions about some
but
of
just
his
to be
too,
clear, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree is a video that contains some of the most offensive video footage we've
I'm
ever
I'm offended
recorded.
By some of it. I like most of it, but I'm offended by some of it myself.
A lot of people are
it's
offended
similar
by
similar in
movie.
Style to the things that I'm criticizing.
Yes, it is.
And with Robin Hood.
Right. A lot of people are offended by that movie. Mm-hmm. And but there's people who've been attracted here by it. And people who've been attracted who are not doing the same stuff. Specifically, you know, Derek and I have had people come up to us and say, thank you for making that movie because it's what got me here to New Hampshire. It's what turned me on to what was happening in New Hampshire, or it was the deal closer, right? Like they'd either already heard about what was happening.
Like Lauren's video was deal closer for me.
Right.
Kind of, yeah.
And some of these people are active in politics. They're some of the best politics activists here in New Hampshire. They've got families and stuff. New Hampshire.
Mark was
Derek
asking
J's
for
Victimless
names.
Crime Spree attracts. I don't want to give people's names out on there. Right. That's just not appropriate.
Well, no, we're talking about he's talking about activists, though. People who are being very public with their activism, right? I assume.
That's what my thought is.
Are you only asking me people who are doing civil disobedience, or are you asking me people who've moved to New Hampshire? Because there have been plenty of people who've moved to New Hampshire who aren't civil disobedient, non-cooperative types who were attracted by our civil disobedience, non-cooperation, and holding these bureaucrats accountable.
Most of which I have liked and said that I liked, right? And I've expressed an opinion about a few things that I feel
Some people like some things, but they don't like other things. So the things that you like may not have been liked by other people.
Let's read your statements, right? You said that you did say these things.
Before you read the statements, Mark, did I answer your question? I'm not really sure.
I really wanted to know about the activists
one name.
that you attracted, but I think that it's a valid point to talk about people who aren't outside the system activists or whatever.
Because that's all I care about is people coming here to New Hampshire. That's my primary goal, and there's no doubt that these supposedly offensive videos have absolutely attracted people here.
Non-offensive videos don't get views. I'd like to point that out.
What I want is I don't want the people who are so concerned about what the statists are going to think about us.
Lauren's video got views quite a lot when she's just not talking. She didn't have to escalate the situation herself for that to be a good video.
She walked past the cops and got arrested.
Let's talk about Ian's opinions of other libertarians who disagree with him.
I want people to come here
at some point.
Who are courageous. I want people to come here who are willing to stand up for themselves, stand up for their rights, and speak against the violations of people's rights that are happening regularly. That's who I want to attract here, not the people who are always licking their fingers, sticking it up in the air, wondering where the public opinion's going to blow. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBucks to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you,
or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.